Hi guys, what's up? It is me, Leray. Welcome back to Put a Sock in It featuring...
It's not featuring me. I'm one of the co-hosts.
Oh.
Co-host?
Does that mean I'm the main host?
No, we're co-hosts.
Is that how that works? The co-host was the...
I think there's two co-hosts. I don't think either of us are dominant. Host
and co-host. I mean, you're definitely more dominant, but...
Oh.
Submissive bottom?
Wait, what?
People say I would be a power bottom.
You burn.
You would do a jump split on the deck. Oh, wait. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name
not
is...
Not him.
I know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
No, you from don't. You're as
Hey, guys. It's Sir the Star, that girl.
You guys may know him from Shrek. He played Donkey.
My co-host over here, an ogre.
Fiona.
She never changed back into the pretty girl. She stayed big.
Cold pizza. Thoughts on cold pizza?
I had it yesterday. It was so good.
Thinner, thick crust. Thin. I don't know why I'm like a pizza advocate.
I would say thick.
Yeah, my mom's from New York, so it's like she just makes like really
deep
good.
Dish.
Yeah, no. That's Chicago, New York. They're known for like thin pizza. It's so good.
I love thin.
I don't like thin. I like a thick pizza.
There's so many foods I just haven't tried in my life, and it's like bad. Like there's, but like, I genuinely don't think I've ever tried like a cherry.
You have.
I swear.
Oh my, you never had no Shirley Temple.
Like you love Shirley Temple. Like cherry flavoring is like my favorite. But I just refuse to eat a cherry.
You've had a cherry before. I've seen you eat a cherry.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, because
that's not what we're gonna do. We're not gonna like paint a picture.
Don't silence me.
Oh, here we go. Don't do that either.
Don't tell me what to do. As a man, who do you think you are?
You're telling me what to do by telling you.
Don't silence me. And it's literally.
I feel like my parents are fighting.
We had an idea before this, before running the cameras. To do like a high, like what if we did a podcast where we all got high? Like obviously, like I'm just always high on life. So like by we, it would be Larry getting high. Because I don't do that stuff.
I don't
like
smoke either.
It feels like we're having a high conversation right now. Favorite cereal?
Cap'n Crunch, all the way.
Cap'n Crunch.
You didn't have to think about it.
Oh no, that's my
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is literally top tier. The best cereal out there.
Okay.
Wait, Cap'n Crunch. Do you like? I've seen like different
the all
boxes.
Berry.
Okay, you like the all berry
all the way.
Okay.
I used to also eat like Raisin Bran willingly and like it. Yeah, I don't know why.
Every time I think of Raisin Bran, I think of that episode from Victorious. Okay,
oh,
wait.
Hell.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Have you ever played?
Yeah. I'm literally so good at it.
Who's your character?
Samus.
Samus all the way.
Samus is. Do you know Samus is a girl?
Oh. I didn't know that for the longest time, and then the bitch took her suit off. I said, "Who?"
No, there's a zero suit Samus.
It's crazy.
She could get it.
I like.
Oh, you said she was hot. I was just.
Oh, that was weird.
We're into that. No, zero suit Samus is the thing. Like, she gets her suit knocked off, and I'm like.
Who did I like hit one of the balls?
Yeah, like who did I just turn into?
All fell off.
Yeah.
Hits are you. Crazy.
Larry, who are you picking?
In Super Smash?
Yeah.
Toon Link.
Who?
Toon Link.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm really good with all of them, but...
Okay, flex.
Oh, that's cute. I like him.
We do a podcast of us just playing Super Smash with Brawl on this. It's just our commentary.
I would be good. Child.
You would not do shit.
I'm choosing Snake every time.
Snake is so good.
Snake is OP.
For no reason.
I love Snake.
Fun. Okay, guys, I have some questions for us. Ready for some debatable topics?
Ready?
Okay. It's my favorite.
This is a TikTok page where they have just a lot of debatable topic for friends.
I love that.
I think this will be fun. So let's say you and your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up, right? Would you keep...
Ooh, what?
That wasn't English. Would you keep the gifts and clothes that they gave you, or are you burning them?
I'm keeping them all.
Repeat the question.
Put you in your shoes. If you and your girlfriend broke up,
right?
Everything she gave you,
right?
Would you keep her gifts and clothes, or would you throw them away? I'll let you sit with that one.
I'll sit with that for a sec. Cause let me think.
For me, I'm a very. I like to like keep stuff. Like even if it's bad memories, I want to keep it just because like
it's still a memory.
I look at it and be
yours.
Like, aw, you made me want to kill myself. But like, look at that.
But like honestly, I feel like past relationships, like even after they end, like it was a moment of your life.
It's a learning lesson.
You know?
Yeah.
Keep it with me.
You're keeping it with you?
Yeah.
It depends what it is. Like if it's like her shirt that she left at my house once and it's like Well, I don't want that here. I wouldn't sleep. Burn it. You can
wear it to sleep.
I wouldn't burn it. I'd probably, hey, do you want this back?
Yeah. You know, I'll like, be like, hey, do you want this? Or like,
I'm going to frame
it. You're going to frame it.
Like, I have but a whole wall of like, ex-boyfriend's clothes.
Like this Tiffany bracelet, like with Dixie's initials on it. Like, that's cute. It's a nice bracelet, but like it has her initials
but let's
on it.
Say so,
like,
she literally broke your entire heart. You're going to keep that bracelet?
It's an expensive bracelet.
Bitch, you better sell pawn it. Shop. Put the bitch in a pawn shop. Pawn
it. But no, I mean, it's a memory. And I haven't, to be fair, I haven't taken this off for like since you gave it to me.
Really? That's so cute.
I'm surprised it's not turning green.
I hope you guys last.
I get it cleaned. Shut up. Okay. <It's last. laughs> All right. What's the next one?
What is the best compliment someone can give you? To like kind of like.
Okay, let me sit with this one. Cause
oh my, him sitting. I'm set.
I love when people like compliment like my vibe. Or like when someone's like, oh, I love your aura.
It's gotta be something you take the most pride in. Like you take pride in like the vibe you put off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you get acknowledged for it, it's like.
Like me, really?
Thanks, I try.
Like personality.
Yeah.
Wait, I like that. Cause like if someone commented like, I love your aesthetic, it's like, oh God, key to my heart. Like, I don't want to be a Pinterest board for like, someone.
I can change my aesthetic, but my vibe, that's how you, that's that girl. If you have the vibe.
I love when people tell me that like they fuck with my energy.
I love that.
I love that.
I'm like,
that.
You see like, my wait, aura, what? Bitch, or what?
Wait, what color is it? What color is your aura?
I don't know.
Green?
I can't see myself.
Wait,
what's this aura color?
I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Pink.
You think it's pink?
Yeah.
Girl, it's like, I've heard this saying, like, you give off a good aura, but, like, I haven't done much look into that.
Your aura is definitely brown.
If someone said, like, you're literally my Pinterest board, like your vibe is my Pinterest board, I would love that. Like, I want to be someone's Pinterest
board. Has someone ever said that to you?
No.
Your vibe is my Pinterest board.
Oh.
Gotcha.
But you did say it the other day, and that literally stuck with me for so, like, you said it the other day, and we kind of moved right past it, because I didn't want to make a big deal of it, but you were like, you're literally like a Pinterest boy, and I was like, To myself, I was like,
you got a half chub.
No, fully bricked.
He said, crazy.
Oh, fully okay. Bricked. So red me. Okay.
Let's like read these and like say what we think.
Okay, you go first. We'll go down the line. Red. What's red?
Red is well grounded, energetic, and strong willed.
Okay.
Orange, adventurous, thoughtful, considerate.
Yellow, creative, relaxed, friendly.
Green, social,
communicator. Wow. You were kind of spot on when you said green with him.
Yeah.
Social, communicator, nurturing.
Blue, intuitive, spiritual, free thinker.
Mm. Indigo, curious, spiritually connected, and gentle.
Violet, wise, intellectual. Wait, I didn't mean to say intellectual. I was reading
educated.
Wait, what's that one independent video? The model video, do you know what I'm talking about, where she's trying to read? Oh, yeah. She's like, what is magenta?
Yeah, she goes M-E
magnetic.
Okay. You're definitely I would say I would say you're red.
Like, I don't know why, like, for some reason, red just doesn't fit those words. Like, I feel like someone's aura is red, it's like evil boss, you know?
Well, no, that's because
we kind of connect red with, like, evil.
So I'm like, give him yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah, like, he's very chill, relaxed, very friendly, like, open, like, you always are,
can
like,
you
smiling.
Be multiple auras? Like, is that where... Yeah.
Bro, that's tie-dye. It's
the colors.
Diagnose me.
So ain't nobody gonna read my aura.
I think you're very much black. Not like that.
Maybe orange.
Orange, adventurous, thoughtful, considerate. Yeah.
Do you think those fit? Like,
fully.
In your life, do you remember a time where you genuinely have like used a pickup line?
Absolutely.
Like, we have to put in more work, I feel like.
You have to put in more work, I feel like.
Okay.
Obviously, that's all. I feel like that's just the conversation starter. I feel like I'll go up to someone and be like, hey, I'm Noah. And then, like, they'll say their name. And then I'll just be like right off the bat, you can tell, like, is it worth, like, continuing this conversation? And if it is, like, I got good chat. Like, I'll chat with them for a while.
I always go, what's your zodiac sign? And they tell
me. That's a good conversation
starter. And then they tell me anything. And even if we're not compatible, go, oh, my God, we're so compatible. It always works.
You know mine. It's two separate texts.
Pull out them balls.
No. What if they know? What if, what if they know more about zodiac signs than you, and they're like, "We're actually not compatible."
I'm going straight then to Google.
I would be like, "Well, we can always change the narrative."
She's an author.
One time, guys, I asked this guy for his zodiac sign, and I lied and said I was a Capricorn just so he'd think we're compatible. We weren't.
Y'all don't talk no more.
We don't talk no more. He got to be blocked on all 7 accounts.
What's your sign?
Taurus.
Taurus?
No, we're good. I've only heard good things about Tauruses.
Taurus men are amazing.
Oh.
It's the Taurus in April that are bad.
I've only had one experience with like a Taurus man. It was the worst thing ever.
But I've also met, like, that's why it's just, like, such baloney to me. Because I've met
white people.
So bonkers to me.
I love Caucasians.
But I've met other Taurus men, and I'm like, I'm nothing like you. Like,
ooh, this stand is up for yourself. Yeah, publish
no,
it.
No, but, like, even just, like, growing up, I'm like, when I feel like social media kind of made, like, zodiacs, like, a thing. Like, I would have never heard about zodiac signs if it was just, like, going on about my life, like, knows social media. And I'm like, I'm curious. I looked in and I was like, oh, I'm a Taurus. I'm like, okay. And I started asking like some of my friends. I'm like, I knew a few of my friends that are literally born in like May or like late April. And I'm like, we're nothing alike.
He's his own individual.
Not in bad ways. Like sometimes I was like, oh, you're more like, they had like better qualities than me and then like vice versa. But I'm like, not really similar though.
Yeah.
You know?
Debatable. Qualities.
I'm a Virgo. I just want to sneak that in here. Nobody asked my sign. Nobody wanted to read my aura.
If I knew something about zodiac signs, I would be like, oh, cool, Virgo. Mm. Like, nice.
But
like,
okay, I don't, okay.
You can Virgos just fake are it, amazing. You can fake it. I love Virgos.
Mm-hmm. This Virgo Cancer moment, it's amazing.
It is.
She's so emotional.
All right, guys, a new little segment for you guys, and I'm really excited about this one. I think we all are. It's called Am I the Asshole? So this is like a Reddit feed thing that like people tell a story, and by the end of it, we have to decide whether or not he or she is the asshole. So really stoked for this.
Me turning around.
Follow along with us, and we'll decide at the end if this person's the asshole.
Got it.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not sharing my garage with my girlfriend? ? Here comes the story. I, male, 28 years old, am in a 2-year relationship with my girlfriend, 27 years old, 1 year apart. It's important. And we haven't really had any problems yet. We don't live together, but she spends a lot of time at my place because she has roommates. Okay.
Ooh. Roommates.
Okay. I have a 1973 Dodge Dart Swinger. It's kind of broken down, and I bought it really cheap a few years ago. The car is not that good, but I honestly have a deep love for it, and I spend a lot of money on it wherever I have some money left to spend. Recently, my girlfriend bought a 2017 Renault Kwid. The car is nice. It's new, so of course it doesn't have a scratch. One day, recently, my girlfriend started demanding that I leave my car outside when she sleeps over so she can leave her car in my garage. She said that since her car is new, it is more important to keep it safe. Kind of possessive.
That's very entitled.
Wait. I obviously disagreed. My car might be cheaper, but it is still my car, and I think I deserve to keep it safe because it's my only vehicle and a vintage vehicle. Mm-hmm. 1973. Like, that's
so cool.
It's an old one, you know? Mm-hmm. She thinks that I'm being selfish because she had to work a lot to make enough money to buy the car, so I tried to calm her down and told her that I could pick her up at her house when she wants to stay over, which then she'll be able to leave her car in her garage. She freaked out even more when I suggested that and said no, and that she had bought the car to be seen in a new car and not a broke down one like mine.
Oh, she's entitled, honestly.
Then she called me stupid and told me I was ruining our relationship for a car, and I answered that she was doing the same. She left and hasn't been answering my calls. Was I really wrong for this, or should I stand my ground? Am I the asshole?
She was gassed. She just gassed.
She gassed it at the fuck out of you.
Oh my gosh.
You are not the asshole at all.
Would that make her a gold digger?
I don't think so.
Because she got the car. It's more about like her wanting to be seen as like more materialistic.
She's getting Valley Girl for sure.
Definitely like
It's definitely her
faking it till she makes it type thing.
No, it's definitely just her kind of wanting validation from people, just so like she seems like this rich,
which bougie seems, girl, so, like, faking it,
which is like, okay, cool. But the entire, like, if someone told me like, yeah, my car's like more expensive than yours, it got to be in the garage, bitch, I'm slashing your tires. Yeah. What car? Got repoed.
I don't think he's the asshole. Like, I feel like I'm not huge into cars, but I would understand. I understand, like, if you take pride in something, if you're passionate about something, and just having someone come up and be like, it's a piece of shit.
Ugh.
Like, ugh.
Poopy.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. No, you're right. At first, like, I was kind of, like, trying to see her because, like, if I just got a car, like, I'm gonna be like, baby, can I put it in the garage? But then where she lost me, she's talking about, I don't want to be seen in something like your car.
Well, he tried to compromise. He tried to be like, hey, I have a solution. We can both keep our car in a garage if I just pick you up when you come over. Yeah. Like, it didn't really say how far they lived away from each other, which would have been useful. Because then if it was like a 30-minute commute, then it's like, it's a bit out of his way. But he's still willing to do it for the garage space, you know?
Yeah. I feel like
I don't think he's the asshole. But like, honestly, like, I see where she's coming from, but I also see where he's coming from.
I don't see where she's coming from at all.
Isn't that kind of annoying if he has to like go pick her up?
Yeah. Yeah,
she can't have her car, so she has to leave whenever he's willing to drive her.
Yeah. She's entitled.
She can't leave if she wants to.
Not a fan of her.
Exactly. That's where I can see both sides. Like, she wants her car there, so, but at the same time, there's only.
But she wants the car there for the wrong reasons, because she wants to be seen in the vehicle.
Right.
She,
like, her throwing that in, it was just.
That's
like,
where she lost me.
Yeah, that's where she lost me. If she would have been like, crazy. Babe, I just want to leave. Like, I don't want to have to Uber. Like, I don't want to, like, inconvenience you and drive me. But her saying,
I don't want to be seen in that
piece of shit, you know? Like,
what even is a Renault Kwid? I've never heard of that.
But
what?
Due to that,
her car.
That? Her car's a what?
Renault Kwid.
Girl, that's a Pokemon.
Due like a to her player. Comment, he is not the asshole. She is, in fact, the asshole.
My husband and I got married last week. I had been super chill throughout the whole wedding planning and during the actual event. I know shit happens. And if anything goes wrong or not exactly how we wanted, it's not that big of a deal. It may even make the wedding more memorable for the guests. The one thing that I told my husband I didn't want to happen was I didn't want him smashing cake in my face. Okay.
Valid.
I had a suspicion that he would find it funny to do it. So during the planning of the wedding, I flat out told him not to do it. I don't think it's funny. I don't want to mess up my makeup that took hours to apply. And I don't want cake on my expensive wedding dress. I told him I would be livid if he did it. And he promised that he wouldn't. Okay, I'm giving this a bit of personality.
Well,
come to the cake cutting time. What did he do? Smash the cake in my face. It got on my dress, messed up my makeup, just like I knew it would. I'm pretty sure his friends convinced him to do it. Not that that makes it any better. It doesn't. I kept it together, went and cleaned myself up, and put on a smile for the rest of the reception. A trooper. But afterwards, I let loose on him. I yelled at him that this was the one thing I asked him not to do. And he promised that he wouldn't. He told me I was being dramatic, that it's not a big deal, and we should just be enjoying our time as newlyweds. Was I being overly dramatic? Is she the asshole?
No, he's the asshole. Do you know how much money, time, and effort goes into getting ready for a wedding? Let alone getting ready for just a night out? Imagine, like, you're just chilling and then, bow, cake to the face. Oh, someone's getting disintegrated. Absolutely, she's in the right.
What do you think? I feel like you didn't. What do you think?
I would be... I don't have a problem with a good cake in the face. I feel like it's goofy, it's funny. But, like, if you say not to do something and they still do it, that's, like, pissing me off.
Yeah, like, if he promised not to do it.
Yeah.
But if he was, like, hinting, like...
Like, come on, babe.
Yeah, come on. Like, it's part, like... Yeah, I don't know. Funny. I don't know if... Is that a tradition? Like, it's like, not, like... See, I know it's, like, a thing that happens, but I don't know if it's, like, a tradition.
I always see it in the movies where they're, like...
Yeah. No, and it's, like, it's not even like a memorable moment. Like, oh my God, remember when he threw cake at her face? Like, that's, it's like, no one's going to remember that in like the next 5 years.
Maybe.
Who would?
And you get like a cute picture of you. Like,
I think it's kind of, yeah, I think it's kind of fun. Someone got a video of me slamming my face. Oh my,
you're not going to rewatch.
I think that's kind
of
fun.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you screenshot a lot of stuff but then don't go back and look at it on your phone?
I mean, my wedding day is something I'll probably go back and look
yeah.
at.
Yeah.
There's probably so many things that you have taken pictures of that you don't go back and look
I
at.
I mean, not anything as exciting as like my wedding day. Like,
okay,
that's,
go a little bit. Okay, you're, oh, y'all are crazy. Maybe I'm just a personal you're opinion.
I think you're just a diva.
No, I'm not.
Oh, very much.
I think you're just a diva. It's like you're knowing the woman that you're dating or the woman that you're gonna marry. If she's got like a huge problem with like, oh my God, babe, like I just did my makeup. Like, you know, you're marrying a diva at that point.
No, it's
like, I want a girl that's like,
are you validating? Yeah.
In my face.
Yeah.
No, at the end of the day,
like, it'd be funny. Like,
at the end of the day, no matter if she's a diva or a bitch, she still told you not to do it. So don't do it.
True. Also, fair enough. The whole wedding cake thing, it's definitely like, you choose as a couple if that's something you want to do. You agree on it beforehand.
Fair enough. That's what, but that's what I'm saying.
So if I'm going to be a diva,
you know who you're marrying. If like Naomi. They have a problem with it, so it's like, if you want to do it, like call off the wedding.
Yeah, you know who you're marrying.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just personally wouldn't be me.
So you
that
guys
was kind of dramatic. I just think like.
So what you guys are saying is that it's her fault.
Nobody said
no,
that.
No, I'm
not. You're trying to put words in my mouth. Don't
like,
play me.
I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying that it's like it would be a cute moment, and if so like your wife
asshole?
Doesn't want to do it, it's
me
like
me personally.
Is she the
wouldn't
asshole?
Care.
Answer the question, yes or no.
I don't think she's not the asshole either way.
Okay, he's the asshole.
He is.
Okay,
only because conversation he said done.
He promised. Ooh.
Trying to cut me off because I'm dark. It's only he's the asshole because he promised.
He promised. Yeah.
So then why do we just go
but
back and forth?
No, I'm just talking about advocate. Exactly. It's more fun.
Yeah, you have to argue about it a little. But like, I think.
So y'all agree with me this entire time and you just wanted to give me a hard time.
Yeah. But I do
I
think
hope y'all
like,
literally fought on the stairs today.
Oh.
You see?
I don't know why you'd wish
gaslighting,
that.
Gaslighting, manipulation, harm, abuse. What's going on today, babe? Yeah. Okay.
You need a cake in the face.
You do. You need a ugh.
I wouldn't be against the cake in the face. I think that's so funny. Seriously.
That's what we were saying.
I'm just saying, like on your wedding night, like after you, like it obviously the cake cutting's like at the end of the night. Like,
yeah, like you're done already, babe.
Like you got the pictures, like get another look. Like that's a whole different look with cake in your face. You know, it's like
Noah,
another moment.
Queen. Sister,
I'll take a cake in the face. What if you know for a fact
if
you don't want it, do it to
no,
me.
I know for a fact. If compromise. Dixie, if you cake Dixie in the face, you're dead. You're literally dead.
But she's also got a fun side to her where I think like
I think if
I did it to her, I know damn well it would be coming back at me 10 times harder. Like she would like, I would cake her. She'd get up, cake me, and it'd be like. That's a moment. Like, that's fun. And, like, even if we're both a little upset at the time, it's like,
oh my God.
People like laugh about it later. Like,
exactly.
Babe, this isn't the only icing.
It's
I
not gonna ruin the wedding
tonight.
Night if you get a little cake on you. Like, ugh. Dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic.
Dramatic.
Okay, fine.
Next. Do you wanna read it?
Oh, it's a long one, but I'm excited. Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my extended family how many men my sister has slept with after she outed our youngest brother as a virgin? During the dinner, my elder sister and youngest brother got into a mild disagreement. My sister seemed, in parentheses, at least to me, to be coming across as very aggressive out of frustration and losing said argument. The two of them were too absorbed in their argument to realize the rest of us were getting a bit fed up. So, like, do you guys get the picture I'm painting?
Yeah.
Eventually, my sister got really fed up and said, shut up. I'm not going to argue with a 22-year-old virgin. I immediately told my sister to grow up and that she was making an embarrassment of herself. She replied by saying, everyone knows he's a virgin, and she didn't say anything wrong. This annoyed me as my bro definitely has confidence issues and doesn't need to be made fun of like this.
Oh. Hmm.
So I responded by saying how she slept with well over 100 men while she was in college. And that since everyone in the family knows that this is not a big deal, right? Turns out her husband didn't know this amazingly. I genuinely assumed he must have known. He left the party angrily, saying my sister misled him about her past. Oh my God. Family is blaming me for their marital problems now. I refuse to accept anything I did as wrong. My sister bullied my brother in front of everyone. All I did was give her a taste of her own medicine.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Like, lot to unpack here.
I have my answer. I would say the asshole in this situation is definitely Miss Sister Girl. Like, you tried to come for me. You tried to make me look dumb in front of everybody. So, Miss Thing, Miss 100K Bodies, I'm airing your shit out. You want to air my shit out? I'm airing your shit out. Period. Like, don't come for me.
I'm not a big fan of, like, malicious attacks. Like,
oh, I think that's self-defense.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's also, like, it was between her and the younger brother, right?
Yeah.
And they were bickering back and forth, and everyone knows that he's a virgin. There's nothing wrong with being a virgin. But airing out somebody's body count in front of the parents and stuff.
What and in front of the husband that in front didn't of the know?
Husband, I think that's a lot.
I think it comes to a point where it's like, okay, if my little brother's being bullied by my older sister, I'm going to be like,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, I would try, or I would want my brother to defend himself, even though he has confidence issues. Like, I'd want, like, someone to be the bigger man in the situation and be like, ignore it, it's not worth it. Like, but I think, like, I hate the saying, like, give them a taste of their own medicine. It's like, just be the bigger person. Yeah. Like, lead by example of, like, how it should be handled. Where...
Yeah. Bitch, that just shows your true colors.
You want me to be... You shouldn't have kept me. I'm a little Florida. I was born and raised in Florida. And the biggest, largest black family. We talk shit for fun.
Right.
So, like, come for me.
It doesn't seem like they do.
Oh, that's what they're saying. I just put myself in the situation. Like... I would say both are kind of like in the wrong in a way. Maybe she did go a little, he went a little too far, being like, oh yeah, this is your body count. Like, you could have said something else.
Right.
Like, you didn't have to like air her out that much.
Yeah.
You know? I but she been deserves like, something, a little jab.
Are you a virgin queen?
I am.
Not you, stupid.
Oh, I'm a virgin.
Yeah, like a little, I know what you mean by that. Like, interesting. But it's so funny. The way the husband, after hearing it, stormed off, like, she must have told her husband that she was a saint in college. Mm-hmm.
But which is bad. Why does he care? We're not slut-shaming nowadays. It's almost 2023.
But I mean, if you're told something...
Oh, true.
To be fair, like, if you didn't know and, like, you never asked, like, that's fine. Like, you just kind of, like, not assume, but just be like, if it happened to happen, like, it's your past. But, like, go for it. Like,
she was going through a rough time.
Right. But, like... She must have told him something different.
I got two bodies.
I only got one body.
I was in a relationship with both of them.
I was in a relationship all 4 years of college. It's like me. Oh. No, yeah, that one's intense. Oh, but so who's the asshole?
I say both is the asshole.
Well, no, we have to pick one. That makes it more fun. We have to pick one.
For sure the big brother for airing her out then.
It is hard because like... Right off the bat, I don't agree with him by giving her a taste of her own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't agree with, like, the angry drunk coming in and just being a bully.
Hey, you are fucking virgin.
That's definitely how it came
out. Especially acting out like that in front of her husband. Like, that itself, I feel like, is embarrassing. Like, bullying your cousin or bullying your little brother while you're drunk.
She didn't bully him. They were going back and forth.
I wonder what the full argument was about.
Honestly, what I'm going to say, just so I could dead it, both are in the wrong, but she started it and he ended it. that's how I mean, I'm gonna end it.
Yeah, I he agree ended with it that. With
oof. Honestly, if that was me, I'd be sitting there.
Like, those comments on TikTok, me personally, I would never slide.
Take that level of disrespect.
I literally feel like I'm in a fever dream.
All right, let's do one more and then we'll.
This shit's crazy, y'all.
I love this.
Am I the asshole for sleeping naked on top of the covers to teach my roommate's girlfriend a lesson?
What?
What are you teaching her?
Wait, what?
Yo, I'm gonna show her. Wait, okay, I wanna like
makes
actually
no
wait,
sense.
What?
Okay, so I, a 20-year-old guy, live with my childhood best friend, 22, also a guy, and have so for 2 years now. Up until last week, things were perfect between us. He recently got a new girlfriend. She's 23. And she honestly seems absolutely great, except for one thing. She seemingly has a complete aversion to knocking. She and I have quite a lot in common, and I actually like spending time with her. You don't gotta get that close.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't like that energy right there. I don't like that sentence. However, it bugs the hell out of me when she just barges into my room without knocking first. They're way too close. Mm-hmm. Way too close.
Like, hey, bestie, what are you doing?
Like, just walking in the room. Mm-hmm. I'm naked. Now, she's never walked in on me doing something. Now, she's never walked in on me doing something you wouldn't want to see. I'm usually just chilling on my bed or studying at my desk. However, on at least 7 separate occasions, she's done it first thing in the morning to ask if I want coffee, and I like to sleep naked. Every time prior to the last one, I've been under the covers and she hasn't seen anything. I always point out that she could have knocked, and she just giggles and says, but I didn't.
Oh, God. She's flirting.
She's flirting.
But I didn't.
She's I don't like that.
She's like, I didn't knock. When she stayed over last week in order to make my point, I intentionally slept on top of the covers. Sure enough, she barges in at 7 a.m. Ew, why do I feel like I'm reading like a dirty Wattpad?
Right.
Wait. Ugh.
I wonder which way he was faced.
Spreading. <Spreading. laughs> 7 a.m. begins to ask if I want coffee, and then she sees that I'm completely naked. She immediately backed out of the room and didn't speak to me for the rest of the day. My roommate later pulled me aside and said I was way out of line. Accused me of deliberately exposing myself. You did, though. And pointed out that I'd threatened to do it before when all I had said to her was, okay, but what if I had no covers and you saw everything before? Wait, okay. They're now framing this to others that I'm some sick creep who intentionally got naked and lays in wait of her because that's how I get my rocks off. Wait,
my God, ew, I feel
what?
And I'm kind of seeing how it came off that way. Am I the asshole for doing this?
Is that all of it?
Yeah.
No, because literally sounds like a porn scene.
Yeah, I know. It's I almost usually started getting a little. I'm gonna use that.
I personally think he's in the wrong.
It's kind of funny.
It's like,
but it's giving one of those.
Let's see how close.
No, but it's giving one of those things where, like, I feel like he's a liar, and he did it on purpose. But since he got caught,
now he's like, oh
yeah, he's like, oh, I was doing it because I wanted you to knock. But I feel like he was doing it because he thought like she was into him
because that whole little
and they're
blurred.
Flirting. Yeah,
he's well, trying to like cover.
I was joking in the middle, but I genuinely do think it makes a difference, like which way he was facing.
Like if it's like booty cheeks up.
Or? Like if he's like fully like laying on bed like acting like this, and if he's got like a little like if he's got like a little chub on, then it's
oh,
like
oh, he's for sure had morning wood.
Oh, duh.
Right, but if he's like laying on his ass, like it'd be kind of funny, like walking on something, just seeing like I feel like it kind of changes the narrative slightly.
That is true.
I feel like it's an Apianya type of friend thing to do.
For like sure. What we talked about earlier, like it's so weird to think like what if she was into it, like then what?
She oh. Whole scene.
I just don't like how friendly they were.
No, like all like walking in. Do you want coffee? Wait.
Why are you
talk
asking?
To your
yeah. Have your boy like, or have your fucking roommate ask.
Yeah, it's giving. You know, I've had my moments. I've told you where my friend, one of my friends, was throwing my nigga one time, and it's just giving that energy. You know,
yeah.
Like it's like, ugh.
Oh like my god! If I walked in on you butt ass naked,
you which have.
I have. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, it's a different
but like
scenario.
For yo.
Yeah, that's weird. Nigga. No, yeah, he's definitely
like
in the
he
wrong.
Did it
I can't even
so she could
he could literally just been mature and be like, hey,
lock the door.
No, but just have a talk with her. Be like, hey, yeah.
Love that she we're close. Great. I love it. Like, I love that we get along. Like, you're dating my friend. Awesome. But like, stop. Like he probably said it earlier, like, hey, stop. Like, stop coming in my room like that.
Said,
like,
I didn't. Yeah,
but I didn't. You should knock next time, but I didn't. It's like
that was a cunt line though. If like it was a totally different situation, oh, that line was sick and I'd be gone.
Like, what are you gonna
but
do about
I didn't.
It? I didn't.
I'm like, I don't know.
No, if he was like, no, nah, deadass, like knock. Like I need privacy.
Her no. What now?
So then you have to have a talk with your boy and be like, yo, she keeps coming in my room. Then he's you gotta get your boy involved to get her in line. He's in the wrong. Like,
he's in the wrong.
He's in the wrong
for sure.
That's weird.
But she's also being kind of weird.
She's a suspect.
She's yeah, right now she's
I think you know? I think the friend that was out of all this should question who he's dating and like, yo, question the homie's intentions.
100%. That was good. I'm so happy.
Guys, I'm so sorry if I'm literally dissociating. I don't know how I got down here, by the way. I went to bed at 6 in the morning, woke up at 12. So if I look like I'm cracked out or tweaking,
you look great.
Bear with me.
You think a little so? Side boob.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, that was a whole boob. Oh, shit. That's a whole boob.
I did it on purpose. Don't knock on my door. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you content with your life right now? Like, do you feel like happy?
Oh, happy, yeah. I've actually been happy lately.
Are you happy? You said ask me again later.
I don't know. I don't even know where I'm at.
Yeah, I feel like what I could honestly say, because I've been living with you for a little bit. He's staying with me, if you guys are wondering. You're the type of person that's like, your life is like, you're happy, sad, and you want to die at the like exact same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I go through like my phases of just like, I'll be super, super productive, and then I'll just get sad out of nowhere, and then I'll stop. But then like, you know, it's been good like being here, because you really actually do like motivate me. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you're like, get up, bitch, lazy bitch, make a video. And then I make three.
Okay. Aww. I don't say like that. That's oh my God, I forced him to go to the gym
never
with me.
About my emotions.
I had to literally.
But that's good though.
I used like the most toxic traits to get him to go to the gym. I go, do you want to like sit up here and do not do shit all day?
Yeah. He talks like my dad.
What do you guys consider a good friend?
That's a hard question, because it's like you want a friend that's supportive, but you also don't want a friend that like supports like your bad decisions.
Yeah.
You want a friend that's like straight up with you and be like, yeah. No, wake up, like stop doing this shit. Like
yes, man, the biggest just no.
Yeah.
For me,
more like no, man.
But at
man.
The same time, like you don't want yes men, but you want people that like
but are still like supportive.
Yeah, no, yeah, you want people that are like real with you. I don't know. I don't want yes men, but I want people that like are happy for me.
Yeah.
And like vice versa, like you period. Should be happy for your friends.
Yeah.
I've had like, I feel like I've went through a lot of friends in my life.
Mm-hmm. Am I the problem?
But like, I've like kind of like seen the extreme of like both. Like I've had people just be like, oh yeah, you're so amazing. Like, oh you're so great. Yeah. But then I've also just had like undercover opianias where like they just like belittle everything I do.
The ops, you know, are crazy.
It's really crazy out here.
I got rid of all my ops and I feel amazing.
You're thriving.
Get rid of your ops. Okay, ops are people that literally.
No, I know who ops are.
Okay, get rid of your ops.
Yeah, what are ops?
Ops are people that just low-key have it out for you, or like people that just like be watching but hating at the same time. I just discovered an op in my life, and when I tell you, I was flabbergasted because I literally would text this person a lot and like check up on them, and I was like, wait, they never do this to me. Wait, they're doing A, Y, and Z, and it's like you shouldn't do that if you're my friend. I was like, oh my God, you're an op. Cut them out.
Yeah.
Then I got a text recently because I stopped reaching out.
Ooh.
But I believe in like...
Side boob.
I have this weird like mindset where... Because everybody in my life I want to have a good relationship with no matter what. I believe in we can get through everything and anything. Because I don't have bad blood with almost everybody I grew up with besides like two people. But that's a valid reason. That's, you know, I honestly feel like destiny will come and we will become friends again.
Right.
Have y'all ever had friends that like you miss, but they're so mean to you and just so awful to you, and you just want to like be like, "Hey, can we fix things?" But you literally can't because that person sucks.
Yeah.
You can fix them.
Yeah. I just told you about mine.
But yours is weird.
Mine's just jealous. It's been like that since high school. But like, you're we
not,
honestly
jealous have, friends are not what I'm talking about. Oh my God, I actually been through that.
No, he's like.
And I still can get through it, girl.
No, like, I miss him. Like, I genuinely do. Like, I'll, like, be on my phone sometimes. I'm like, I want to give him a call, see how he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done that a couple times in our friendship. And now I feel like it's, like, the fifth time around now. And I'm like, is it really worth rekindling just for us to do this again? Because like, he always comes and apologizes, but nothing changes.
Yeah.
Apologies just come to a point where it's like when you hear apology from the same person, it just gets annoying. It's like, stop apologizing. Just fucking like,
just do better.
You know what you need to do. Like, just do it. And it's like if they're in a position where they like they'll apologize just for the sake of like, all right, like I get it.
Yeah.
Just like just for the sake of like the conversation being over.
Yeah.
Then that's like a problem, and you may just have to like give them space to figure 100%,
out. 100%.
Yeah. It's hard for me though. I have such like a big heart. So like anytime someone's like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Miss you. And they do it again. I'm like, oh. Here we go again.
I'm dead. Yeah. Well, this is an amazing topic, guys. But your boy is literally in need of a nap. So I say we call it.
We gotta end somehow on a good note. Like, what's
a good note is me going to go take a nap because I'm exhausted and I am literally about to die.
Fair enough.
And I feel like y'all understand. Nap. Very sorry for the short episode if this is a short episode. It's July, which means my birthday is coming up in I don't know how many days from this video, but it's also my birthday month. So it's
gonna be crazy.
Honestly, for my birthday, all I wanted you guys to just tell me that you love me. So comment down that you love me.
Cancer
for
my, season.
For my validation.
That was so thank cancer. Thank you so much.
It was so cancer me. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Put a Sock in It with my lovely two besties. And follow us, comment some stuff that you want us to talk about, and give this video a thumbs up. And honestly,
subscribe.
Turn those post notifications on.
Get them going. I love you and see you soon. But don't look at my armpits. Don't look at my armpits. They're bad.
Or the nipple.
Oh my God, and my nipple.